It's time for a Bent News Update. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
go f*** yourself.
I don't think the members of U2 were being that crude when they decided to play their first gigs ever without Larry Mullen Jr. on drums, but that's what's happening, as U2 is set to be the opening act at the new MSG Sphere at the Venetian in Vegas without Larry Mullen Jr. on drums.
I'm so sad that this is like maybe the only other time besides once that this band has not played together as a complete unit. They have stuck through it all. They've canceled shows when somebody's been down, but it seems that Larry Mullen Jr. is having some health issues and the rest of the band is getting antsy. But boy, does this venue look sweet.
I'll look at the venue in a moment. Larry said he wouldn't be able to tour this year because of surgeries he's had and what you call drummer ailments, right? Knees, elbows, you know the deal. So I guess my objection really is that the other three couldn't wait a little while longer into 2024. But it seems as if the Songs of Surrender and this entire enterprise with the Sphere opening is what caused them to pivot away from the album they had been working on and is what's pushing them forward. So I guess that's a good thing.
True. And the fact that they're doing it at the MSG-owned venue in Vegas means odds are it's coming to New York at some point as well.
The thing that I've read about the Sphere is that it's a unique, immersive experience. So I don't know if it'll translate to the Garden, but I guess we'll see. The band made the big announcement in the middle of the Super Bowl last weekend. And the obvious question to come out of that is, who's going to play drums? And that brings us around to Bram Vandenberg. Who?
I had no idea who Brammer's group Crescent was until I read the article.
You too. Gone to Vegas, baby. Marcus, my ears are still feeling yummy after my first listen to the new song of Depeche Mode.
Yeah, I saw the link to the video and decided I needed to watch it because I like Depeche Mode and I really, really enjoy the song. It's got a Depeche Mode vibe to it, but it's kind of weird that it's only two for the first time.
The song is called Ghosts Again and it's from the forthcoming album Memento Mori. Look for that at the end of March on Columbia. Well, Marcus, from that file of stories we never thought we'd report on, it looks like Richie Sambora might be heading back to Bon Jovi.
I know, I saw this story too, and I was like, no way, these guys are actually kissing and making up as a duo. They need each other. I think they're both at their best when they're together.
Whatever caused them to break up, Marcus, it wasn't one of those tear it up and never look back type situations. Richie's got a new solo album coming out. And we'll see how the rest of the conversation with John and the band turns out. Good news on the Bent News Update. This one caught us off guard, Marcus. The Rolling Stones have already launched part one of a six-part YouTube series looking back at their amazing career. It's called The Rolling Stones Chronicles, and episode one focused on the last time their hit from 1965 is out now.
Yeah, I saw this as well, getting ready for the Bent News. Haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but I am completely intrigued because they're going back to the Chicago blues sound and the importance of the Chicago blues on the Rolling Stones. And this looks really cool.
Yes has made it official that Jay Schellen will be their permanent drummer after the death of Alan White last year. Turns out Jay and Alan were friends. I don't know that he was grooming him for the drum seat, but it doesn't seem a big leap that Jay jumped in after Alan's passing and that he will now be the permanent drummer in the band Yes.
The world's favorite satanic rockers Ghost have announced the massive Re-Imperator tour across America. They're taking Amon Amarth with them, and it is going to be a face-melting tour. Stage effects and fire, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Dates start in early August out in California and wrap up back in L.A. when September comes. We were talking this week about the highest paid entertainers of 2022, and neither you or I were really surprised to see the numbers 1 and 2 respectively were Genesis and Sting. Although, to be fair, there's only a $20 million earning difference, and Sting doesn't have to share with the other guys.
And that Genesis tour was a real short tour also.
Well, congrats to both of those bands, because God knows what they'll be doing this year.
If I made $230 million in 1 year, I would be doing absolutely nothing the next year.
Say it, brother. Well, I don't know who the guy is on the crew of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, but I bet you Bruce's guitar tech will never turn his head away from the boss ever again after getting hit in the head with a guitar the other night.
I saw this video and have no idea how this happened, man. The dude looked away and whack. You got to be paying attention at all times, and he knows the set list.
He knew it was the end of the show. Something must have caught his attention for a quick second, and at that moment, Springsteen decides to throw his guitar back to him so he can join everybody at the front of the stage for final bouts. It's at the very end of the show, and bam, catches him right in the head.
Hope he's okay.
Me too, most of all, because the crew is in danger every night. You don't have to be on tour with Rammstein to need extra life insurance. I'm just saying.
True story.
We lost a major figure in the early days of R&B and rock and roll this week. Huey Piano Smith passed away at age 89. There's so much that he was a part of. He was born in New Orleans, so you know he was born into the stuff, right? He became Little Richard's piano player of choice. Same for Lloyd Price, and was a major influence on Dr. John, who he performed with in the Rhythm Aces when Mac was just a kid.
This guy could play like nobody's business. That boogie-woogie, that jazz. He had style. He had warmth. A wonderful piano player, and Art Garfunkel said that Don't You Just Know It is one of the 10 records that changed his life.
The late, great Alan Toussaint once said he had the perfect touch for what he was doing. He was extremely creative. Though most of us are disciples of Professor Longhair, he was less a disciple of Fest than the rest of us. Huey Piano Smith. The world mourns the loss of a film icon this week. All I can say is she was the first poster on the wall for so many men around the world who are now of a certain age. Raquel Welch passed away this week at age 82 in L.A. And now here's Marcus Goldman with the Bent News release update.
Out on March 3rd, Elvis Costello releasing the songs of Bacharach and Costello. Frank Zappa's Zappa 80 Mud Club in Munich 3-CD set. Genesis releasing a big box set of 5 CDs, the BBC broadcasts.
It's interesting to note that Elvis released his collection of him and Bert, already set to release the week that Bert passed away.
March 17th, we have 10 Years After, A Space in Time, the remastered reissue, U2's Songs of Surrender. March 24th, we are getting the expanded 50th anniversary edition of Elton John's legendary Honky Chateau. Also releasing on that day, Depeche Mode's Memento Mori and the expanded 50th anniversary edition of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. And one more I'm completely stoked about, Dance Craze, the Best of British Ska Live Deluxe Edition with The Beat, Madness, The Specials, and so many other great bands. On March 31st, you have Foghat's Road Fever, the complete Bearsville's recordings from 72 to 75. This is a big six CD box set. And then you have The Who with the orchestra live at Wembley, which will be beautiful, and The Zombies' Different Game.
March, lots of stuff coming out. We have a couple episode updates. First, we looked into it because we're geography nuts. The islands where that festival will be happening, that John Fogerty will be going to play, are the Hebrides Islands. The Hebrides or Hebrides or whatever the other people are saying. The Hebrides. Now we know. And in our Fleetwood Mac episode, we get caught up in things sometimes. I was talking about the famous TikTok incident with the guy on the skateboard, and I said he was carrying cranberry sauce. Obviously, I was wrong. And there wasn't any room for the turkey on the skateboard, so why would he have cranberry sauce? Come Monday, we've got a fun new episode for you. Tell us all about it, Marcus.
We're going to talk about the hippest trip in America with author Erica Blount-Danois, who wrote a book about the legendary TV show Soul Train, which had a huge impact on entertainment from the 70s onward.
Can't wait to hear that one myself. That's going to do it for this Bent News update from Dark Duck Media. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
you must get burnt.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.